Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, you said you hope Brandon stays. I hope Brandon stays. Every reporter all week long has sort of hemmed and hawed but guessed that Brandon will probably stay. Yet the buzz of the day sort of makes it feel like people are now expecting at least something large to happen. This is an up-to-the-minute question. Right now, do you feel like something big is about to happen for the 49ers or not?
I do. I absolutely do. I just think they're at a crossroads. I think they're at an impasse. I don't think they want to pay this receiver $30 million, and it's a deep receiver draft, and I think that they want, you know, the talk is that they're shopping him, but they have an enormously high price. And I understand that because he's an enormously great player. But I just think that their cap situation is, you know, there's other receivers that if they wanted to align the contract with Devontae Smith, they could have gotten it done by now. And I just think that they're at an impasse. I think they respect Brandon. I think they like Brandon. I think Brandon respects them and likes them. But I think that they're looking at a team that needs to build a wall in front of Brock Purdy. They need to get a number one type player in their secondary, a true alpha corner or alpha safety or both. And they still need to replenish their defensive line. They have some needs here. And it's a deep receiver draft with some guys with some polish. And you also have guys like Tyler Boyd sitting out there that you could sign. Tyler Boyd is no slouch. I mean, the Niners couldn't cover him when the Bengals rolled in earlier this year. So I think they love Ayuk. But I think that they have a high price tag for him, and I think there's enough desperate teams. You know, Trent Baalke's fired at the end of the year if Jacksonville doesn't make the playoffs. He's terrible at picking receivers. He drafted AJ Jenkins. You think he wants to roll the dice on a receiver? He's a survivor in this league. To me, he's going to prioritize his job security over what's best for the Jags. I think Jacksonville will be ready to move. I think Ballard and Lynch have gotten together. I think Ballard is desperate for a receiver for his young quarterback, Anthony Richardson. I think they're, you know, could show some desperation. And then you got to remember Adam Peters is sitting there. And I think Peters, you know, from what I've been told, guys, Bob Myers went there to rapidly get them from where they're playing now into a new stadium. And that's going to up the value of that franchise. So they're on no 5-year plan. They're in a rush. And I think Ayuk, you know, to the Commanders also makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you mentioned Indy. Mm. They're at 15. Jacksonville is at 17. And the Commanders with those two top of the second round picks, that'd be interesting if the Niners could somehow keep their first round pick and maybe pick up both those seconds or do a second round swap of some sort. What about Buffalo, a team in desperate need of a receiver sitting at 28th in the first round? Would you think they might be a candidate for Ayuk in a trade?
No question. The only question is, does Lynch and Shanahan put Buffalo in that category with Kansas City? It's like Kansas City, I'm sure, would love to have Ayuk. Do you want to move him there? I mean, that's like Charles Haley to the Cowboys. I don't know if you want to relive that. And Buffalo's right in that window as well. So, you know, and then also Buffalo's got the 28th pick in round one. You know, isn't Ayuk worth more than the 28th pick? You know, so I don't know what the ask would be from the Niners The Jacksonville one makes sense to me because I think you could get Walker Little, who's a Stanford guy, who's their backup left tackle, who can play left tackle and right tackle. He's only 25 or 26. He was a relatively high pick. He was a blue chip prospect at Stanford. I think it's reasonable to think that that Lynch may like him. If you can somehow get Jacksonville's pick and Walker Little and maybe a day three pick, maybe the Niners would pull the trigger on that. It would give them some protection this year with a swing tackle for McKivitz or maybe it would make McKivitz the swing tackle and Little would play right tackle. But I could definitely see that being a marriage because Little's got talent and he's sitting number two on Jacksonville's depth chart.
Larry, it's obvious in listening to you every year that you love young people. this is very obvious. And I'm not saying that I don't. I dig the draft, but I'm having a problem with it this year. And this is my question. The fact that the Niners are in such a window, just nose hairs away from winning the Super Bowl, followed by being the favorite again this year, in your opinion, how does that affect the way they behave tonight?
I think if they trade up for a lineman, I mean, if they trade up, it's got to be for somebody that's going to play. You know what I mean? It can't be you're trading up for a tackle that's going to sit the bench for a year. You have to believe that they're plug-and-play type players, right? So that's why I mentioned Quinyon Mitchell, because Mitchell is just, you could put him in there day one, opposite Mooney, and now you've got three corners with Lenore and Mooney and Mitchell. That would really be exciting. I just think that they can't go for anybody who's in any way a project or anybody who's going to take time. And then it also, Diana Rossini is reporting that Debo, who's been promised that he wouldn't be traded before, during, or after this draft, according to other reports over the last month or so. Now she's saying that he may get moved today in an attempt to move into the top 10. I just think that, you know, I don't know if you saw Belichick with Mac on the McAfee show last week, but he basically was like, hey, history shows and the stats show that drafting a quarterback or a receiver in the first round is truly a 50-50 proposition. So, man, I mean, that's what's so scary about moving Ayuk and the idea that you may try to replace him with some receiver that you draft. You know, it's very hit and miss. And even if you hit, like the Niners hit with Jerry Rice, it didn't necessarily really show itself until that second year. So do the Niners want to waste a year, coaching up a talented young receiver? I mean, Brian Thomas is a better prospect on paper today coming out of LSU than Ayuk was coming out of ASU. At the same point, he's a better prospect, but it doesn't mean he's going to play better this year. In fact, it's very unlikely that he's going to play better this year.
Or ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, the one thing about trading known quantities for draft picks is I think in some ways you got to go two for one, or you got to get, multiple picks for, you have to be multiple ones, but it's got to be multiple picks because, like, you knew DeForest Buckner was good and you traded them for Javon Kinlaw, who you hoped would be a DeForest Buckner. And there's a miss rate to these draft choices. And we're all excited about it. The thing's on TV. But if you've ever done the due diligence, and I have, gone back and done some of the math on the draft, most of these guys are going to bust. I mean, not most, but a big percentage of the draft choices are going to bust. The draft is about identifying false favorites. Every guy in this freaking draft is the best guy in his college team. They're all Americans. They're this, they're that.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They run great. Everybody's going to be excited by who they pick. But in reality, there's a huge bust rate to this thing. So if you're trading a known, like a Buckner or an Ayuk, for an unknown, I think you got to get multiple, you know, bites of the apple as far as that unknown. Otherwise, I think the odds are against that you're going to be able to replace a great player with another great player.
Great stuff. Great stuff. We're not done yet. Larry's going
to
have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.